Jen Psaki, I may regret welcoming disgraced Dan Rather into White House briefing room. By Wendell Hussebo on April 7, 2021. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tweeted Wednesday former news anchor Dan Rather is welcome in the White House press briefing room anytime, noting she may regret the invitation. Psaki's response originated from Rather's tweet at Psaki, which praised her for reminding him of his daily White House beat. Would be fun to find my way back to the briefing room again the future, he prodded. Watching the back and forth between the White House press corps and the defected press sec, Jen Psaki reminds me of when that was my daily beat. I miss it sometimes. Would be fun to find my way back to the briefing room again the future. Dan Rather, at Dan Rather, April 6, 2021. Psaki responded by saying, I may regret this, but you are welcome anytime. There is always a seat for a Dan Rather in the briefing room. Rather's history as a journalist is colored. Outspokenly one-sided about former President Trump's presidency, he received the boot from CBS News after claiming in 2004 George W. Bush went AWOL from the Texas Air National Guard. The Bush administration asserted the documents utilized as the report's bedrock were counterfeit, tipping off a nonpartisan investigation that ultimately found the news report ignored fundamental journalistic principles. The documents were never, however, revealed to be forgeries. Dan Rather was always a lousy, biased, beclown newsman. But it wasn't until he tried to foist off those laughably obvious forged documents about President George W. Bush's time in the Texas Air National Guard that his all of his prideful and left-wing flaws finally came home to roost, John Nolte from Breitbart News wrote of Rather. And they're still roosting, Nolte said. To this day, Rather continues to make an ass of himself defending a disgraced career and the thoroughly discredited story that finally brought him down.